Okay, the Siyata Dishmaya, today's daf is Kuf Nun Hey in Maseches Shabbos. I'm learning this with you from Arzenu HaKadosha, Mevak Sheyemes and Mishkafayim. We are going to be picking up with the halachos of going up on a tree on Shabbos. And we are going to continue with those halachos up until the Mishnah that we'll discuss, preparing foods in front of an animal on Shabbos, that will rest and connect to some halachos in regards to tochen on Shabbos, in regards to grinding on Shabbos. And then we're going to discuss the next Mishnah on Kuf Nun Hey Amud Beis, the halachos of feeding animals on Shabbos, and that will bring us to another set of halachos that are very commonplace on Shabbos, and that is the halachos of Lisha, and that will take us into Daf Kuf Nun Vav, and that will be the last big sugya before the conclusion, our big siyum on Maseches Shabbos. Let's pick up on Kuf Nun Dalad on the Beis with the statement of Lema Kitanoi. The Gemara had previously discussed the Shita of Rabba, who said that it's mutter to be mishtamish b'tzidei ilam b'shabbos and yomtev, and Abaye prohibits. So the Gemara suggests, 5 lines from the bottom, lema kitanoi. L'chura, this machlokas between Rabba and Abaye, when Rabba again saying that you can't be mishtamish b'tzidei ilam. In other words, you definitely can't be mishtamish with the ilam itself, because the gzera, they're going to come to cut off the branches, but what about being mishtamish b'tzidei ha'ilam, which would mean that you would attach something to the tree and be mishtamish that. This comes up halacha lemaisa when people hang something on a peg on a tree. So the Gemara says as follows: Lema ketanoi ein oil nav yomtiv. You can't go up on a tree and be yomtiv. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rami Meir oil nav yomtiv. My lab b'hakam lefli. Demar savar tzadin aser. No one's going to say that you can mamish go up on a tree. But one holds that we're talking about the tzadin of the tree, not going up on the tree itself, but going on something that's on the side of it. I had a discussion with my youngest son about making a treehouse on Shabbos. Presumably a treehouse is a problem of tzadin, not making the house itself, but even going into the treehouse on Shabbos. Umar Savar Mutar, Amar Abaye Loi, Abaye rejects us. The Kulei Alma tzadin asurin. Everybody holds that tzadin are rasa. And over here, we have a machlokis on sidei tzadin. Sidei tzadin would be something that is attached to the tzad. So that would be that you have a peg coming out, you have a beam coming out, and then you have something that's sitting on that beam. So that's sidei tzadin. Ma'asavet sidei tzadin asur, ma'asavet sidei tzadin mutarim. So Abaye suggests that that's a machlokis hatanoi. Rabba suggests ma da aser bitstadin aser nami bitstadin bitstadin. No, Rabba says the one who says as aser bitstadin, he holds that stadin stadin are also aser. Man de shari bitstadin bitstadin shari nami bitstadin. There is no machlokes between that differentiates between stadin and stadin stadin. So therefore, according to Rabba, there is room to argue the shita of Rabba that says that studin are also mutter. Eisvei Rav Misharshi Ole Rava, Rav Misharshi asked Rava according to his pshat, yes, say the be'ilon, if you have a peg going into a tree. B'talav al-kilkala l'mala me'asara, and you hang a basket from above 10 tvachim, eini ruvev erev. Then the erev is not a valid erev. L'mata me'asara tvachim, but if it's less than 10 tvachim, a ruvev erev, then the erev is considered a valid erev. Taimo de noats yosad bi'ilan. It's only if you put a peg into a tree. Halo noats, but if you didn't put a peg into a tree, afilamata me'asar tvachim eine ruve eriv. The eriv is not valid. Now, why would the eriv not be valid if it's less than 10 tvachim? Vaha haitana de ka'asar bitstadin. The tana is prohibiting bitstadin. Vikashari bitstadet stadin. And he's being matir bitstadet stadin. He was mechalek. The reason why the Erev is not going to be good is because it's bitstadim. Amar of Papa, Sir Papa says, no, that's not a raya, and it's not a raya that we differentiate between stadim and stadim. Hacha bikalkala dechuka askina. We're talking about a basket that is narrow, and his hand doesn't go inside. The Bahadi Shakala Erev, when he puts his hand in to take the Erev, Kamadine Leilon. So he's going to shake the Erev. It's the tree. So the problem is that he's going to be Mishamesh Begufa Ha'ilon. That everybody is going to agree it's Aser. But Mishamesh Be'ilon Gufe.
Isn't that like a
Dovah Shechus? He doesn't need to do that. Oh, very good. So Rav Dovi is pointing out that from here is Mashma, that the Iser of being Mishamesh Be'ilon is even if that's not your primary attention. But if Memela you're going to be Mishamesh Be'ilon, it's going to be Aser. It's an excellent point. The reason for that is probably because it's a gzeira. Once we're talking about a gzeira, the chash is that you're not allowed to lose the tree. In any way, you're not allowed to lose the tree. In contrast to a malacha or a malacha derabanan, so then you could be mechalik between ena meskavin and so on and so forth. Maybe this will come out an example of where a gzeira is more chomer than a malacha derabanan. Excellent point, Rav Dovi. V'hilchasa, how do we paskin? Stadin asurin? That stadim are asert, stadet stadim mutarim, but stadet stadim are going to be mutar. So this makes a big nafkamina, for example, how a hammock is going to be made. If a hammock is made directly attached to the tree, so then in such a case it's going to be asert. If it's attached to a peg which is attached to the tree, then there are many instances that will be mutar, although you have to be careful. If the tree is shaking, we just learned that if you're shaking the tree, then in such a case it might be a problem, even if it's stadet stadim.
Rashi addresses
only
that question.
Really? Rashi does? Yashikov, where?
So he says, Hilchot, two lines in, Imam Mishav Katalev Tzide Ilan, Yishaka, the Eruve, Manig Leila, meaning when you put your hand in and you put the Eruv, it's going to happen. Manig Leila.
Right, but Rashi doesn't address Rav Dovi's question. His question is why? It's going to happen. But
it is going to happen for sure.
Right, it's going to happen, but Afal Pikeng, even though it's not your intention, you're saying it's going to shake the tree for sure. Now, Rav Yaakov is saying something different than I was saying. Rav Yaakov is saying, since it's inevitable that the tree is going to be shaken, so then in such a case, you don't have the Heptar Vein Meskavin because it's a Psik Resha, and however you explain Psik Resha. Okay. Amar Ravashi, Hashta the Amin Stadin Aser. Now that we say that Stadin Aser, Hai Darga de Madla, a ladder that you use, that guards would use, lo lincha inishadikla, you can't put it on against a tree, davalut stadim. So what should you do? Elanicha agvoze levar midikla, you put it on something that's sticking out of the tree, v'chisalik, lo linech akari agavza, and when you go up the ladder, don't put your feet on those things that are coming out of the tree, elo lisnach akonin, but rather you should put it on the ladder. So you have these things that are coming out of the tree, that's the agvozi, that you can put your foot on, but that ladder is attached to the agvozi, which is attached to the tree, and therefore in going on up, make sure not to step on the agvozi. Okay, we begin a new set of halachos in the Mishnah about preparing in front of an animal. And we're going to talk about putting different types of foods in front of an animal. So the Mishnah says, Matirin pikai amir lufnei behema. One is allowed to untie bundles of shibolin, of like wheat, lufnei behema, in front of an animal, umifasvisin, and you could spread out es hakipin. We're going to translate later on in the Gemara what kipin are in front of the behema, in order for them to be able to eat. Avoloyes hazirin. But you can't put zirin. All of these things, Rashi tells us, don't worry about what these are. The Gemara is going to spell out what they are. Ein miraskin, you can't smash. Lo es hashachas, ves hacharuvin, v'lo es hacharuvin lefnei behema, bein daka u bein gasa. You can't smash them in front of the behema, whether it's behema daka or it's behema gasa. Rashi tells us, in Dibar Maskel Shachas, that qualifies as a problem of tircha. It's going to be a tircha yisera. And since it's a tircha yisera, it's going to be asa. Rabbi Yehuda mati v'charuvin l'daka. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter when it comes to charuvin. Now, there is a very important comment from the Tshuves HaRashba on this Mishnah that finds its way in the Ramah Halacha L'maisa based on our Mishnah. We said that according to Rashi, that the reason why you can't mash is because it's a tircha yisera. So asks the Rajba and the Chuvas, wait a second, mashing is, should also be a problem of Tochen. Why is it that the Mishnah, why did Rashi say that the Isser is due to Tircha? What about Tochen? So the Rajba famously writes in his Tshuva that based on this, the Heter of Tochen exists when it's done La'alter, that since the animal is going to eat it right away, that just like there's a Heter of Boirer La'alter, so too there's a Heter of Tochen La'alter. This Heter finds its way into the Mishnah Berurah. In the back of our Gemara, we have on the side of the Rif, the Perish Anshei Shem. And the Anshei Shem goes ballistic on this Rajba. He says, where in the world, just because the Gemara said there's a Heter of La'alter by Boirer, who says you have a Heter of La'alter by Tochen? And the Svardim don't go with this Heter. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, he says, honestly, we should point out that this Rajba is a big Chiddush, and most Rishonim don't seem to be like this Rajba. But, and therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, well, maybe if you could be Machmir, it's Kedai to be Machmir. But on the books, the Ramah is Matir Tochen La'alter based on a diuk from this mission, from the Rashi on the Mishnah.
Is this smart that would that Tochen be?
What would
Bor makes sense?
Just a second, Rabbi Yon. What
Bor makes sense?
Right. So we need a niyun shir for this. Maybe we'll do a halacha from the daily daf from Yirtzeh Hashem, posted tonight at midnight. Maybe. Yes, Rabbi Yon.
Why are we assuming that these are cut into small pieces? If you're cutting from behemoth, there's only there are larger pieces.
Because meraskin means to match. Now, part of what you'll hear, if you listen to tonight's midnight halacha from the daily daf, is we'll discuss also the nafkaminas between mashing and tochen. It happens to be that the Chazon Ish agrees with you, but because he says that risuk is even actually, he goes in the exact opposite direction that you went. He says risuk is more machmir than tochen. But that I can't explain how it relates to the Mishnah right now. Zok the Heirigi Gemara. Amr Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, in terms of what are these pikiyin amir, these shibolim that you're preparing in front of the animal, hey, hey, pikiyin, hey, hey, kibin. They're really the exact same thing. What do you mean they're the exact same thing? The Mishnah had said, called one matir pikiyin amir, and then it said, fasten this a kibin. What do you mean it's the exact same thing? But rather, explains the Gemara, Rav Huna, pikiyin shrei, kibin tlasa. It just means that pikiyin are tied with two knots, and kipin are tied by three knots. Zirin, when we're talking about zirin in our Mishnah, what did our Mishnah say? Avolos hazirin. What are they? Those are live branches, the arze of cedar wood. V'hachi kamer, and this is what the Mishnah is saying. Matirin pikiyin amir lufnei abehema v'pasvesin, v'huadin l'kipin, you could open up all these things. Avolos hazirin, lo l'saspes, v'lo l'hati. You can't open them up at all. Why? Presumably because that is a bigger tircha to open up, and therefore the halacha is that is going to be us. So take a look at Rashi, Hachi Kamar, Matir, the last Rashi in the narrow lines, Matir and Pekiya Amr and Fasvasin, Dikim the Meikar Uchlan in Hu, Mutla Torah Lan Lachshir and Lesaklan. Vesakip and Afe Matir and Fasvasin, Vafagap the Nafish Tirchayu. Even though it's more tircha. So now the Gemara is about to explain what the difference between spell out a little bit more what the difference is. Amar Rav Chisda, my time to Rav Huna. What's Rav Huna's svara? Kasavar, he holds l'mitrach ba'ochla tarchinan. The fact that it's a tircha to open these things up is going to be mutter. And here we have an important klal. L'shavya uchla lo mishmina. But to turn it into an ochel, that's not going to be mutter. So Rav Chisda explains the svara of Rav Huna is that we're not concerned about tircha in general when it comes to the animal. Chazal never made an irsa of tircha. But if you make it into an ochel, so then in such a case, then that's going to be usher. Continue with that Rashi that we had left off with, four lines before the wide. Va'afagat the nafish tirchayu. When is nafish tirchayu? It's mutter. Avalo azirin lo lefasveis v'lo lahatir. This is pieces from a cedar tree, so it's generally not la'ocha. It's as if you're creating ocha on Shabbos. Now this is presumably, most learn that this is a din d'rabbanan, And the gzeira is that turning cedar wood into animal fodder, that's mashva ochel, that's going to be aser. That's Rav Huna's take with Rav Chisda's explanation. Rav Yehuda Amar heinein pekin heinein zirin. No, he disagrees entirely. He says pekin and zirin are the same thing. Aye, pekin is mutter and zirin aser. Pekin shrei zirin tlasa. Pekin has two knots. Zirin has three knots. Keeping the arze. Keeping is the branches of the cedar tree. And nevertheless, it's mutter v'hachi kamer. But you're not allowed to spread out. You're only allowed to open it up. The keeping paspase nami paspasinina. When it comes on the areas, you're even allowed to spread out. Avaloa zirin, but this doesn't apply to zirin. That's the fast face is going to be aser elahater. The only thing you're allowed to do is to open it up. What's the svaris over here? Amar Rava, my time of Rav Yehuda. What's Rav Yehuda's svara? Kasavar shavya ochel meshvina. He holds we're more makel in the fact that you're taking cedar wood and turning it into animal fodder. But mitrach ba'achlo lo tarfina, but you can't be toreach. So therefore, the halacha is when it comes to zirin, which is tlasa, we're going to be more machmir because there's a tirfa.
I'm confused about exactly what this is in zirin, this keeping what exactly is it?
So that gufa is a machlokas. That's a machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Is keeping the same thing as zirin? Is it cedar wood or is it not cedar wood? So let's start with the svaris. It's easier for me to remember in terms of the svaris. Rav Yehuda says as follows. Rav Yehuda says kiyin and zirin are the same thing. They're both cedar wood, but the issue is how much tircha there is to open it up. The bikin is cedar wood that was tied together with two knots. The zirin was tied together with three knots. And the fact that you're turning it into animal fodder is not important. The question is, how many knots are you opening? So that's according to Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, no, the keepin and the zirin are entirely different things, because the keepin is shibolim, is wheat, and the zirin is cedar. And what's important is not how many knots there are, but you took cedar, which wasn't animal food, and you turned it into animal food. That's so einachanami. There is a machlokis of what the keepin is. Tanan, the Gemara asks on Rav Huna. We learned in our Mishnah, ein raskin lo esashachas, esacharuv lefnei abehema bein daka ubein gasa. You can't open them up in front. You can't smash them in front of the behemas. My love. Charuvin dumi de shachas. So we speak about shachas. Shachas is literally glass. Charuvin, grass. Charuvin is carobs. So the chura, we're equating the two. We're saying they're the same. Ma shachas de rekichi, just like the grass is soft, after charuvin de rekichi, the charuvin is also soft. Now, if it's soft, alma lo tarchinon ba'ochla, there isn't an iser of being toreach ba'ochla. In other words, it shouldn't be difficult to mash this. So what's the reason that it's aser? The reason that it's, excuse me, alma lo tarchinan ba'achla. The mashmos is that you can't be toreach for the ochla. V'tiyufta de Rav Huna, because why else would it be aser to mash? Must be because it's a tircha. Am lecha Rav Huna, Rav Huna say to you, loy, b'shachas dunya de charuvin, ma charuvin da kushi af shachas de kushi. No, we're not talking about soft. We're talking about hard. And if it's hard, so then in such a case, it wasn't roi lachila at all. So the problem is not tircha, but shavuya achla. That the iser is shavuya achla, because Rav Huna said he's not concerned about tircha, but rather what he's concerned about is shavuya achla. So the Gemara just has a technical question. Eichi mishkachas la. So where do we find that we have grass that is so hard that it's not edible for an animal? B'ilei zutre, in small forests, then the grass there grows hard. The Gemara asks another kashan Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna said that the problem is l'shavuya oichle is aser, but tiruche mitarchinan tashma Rav Yehuda matir b'charuvin l'daka. Rav Yehuda allows you to mash the caribs for a behema daka, ledaka in legasaloi. So you can only mash for a behema daka, not for the larger animals. But iamrit bishlema tana kamer sava mitrach bofa lo tarchina. Shavim mishavinon. If you're going to say, the Tanakhama holds that you can't be matriach ba'ochel, but you could turn ochel that's not really ochel into ochel, haynu deka'amar, then we can understand Reb Yehuda hacharuvin dehakanami shavu ochel. Reb Yehuda holds that it's going to be mutter for behema daka, because even though it's shavu ochel, it's going to be mutter. So that's going to be the heter. Eli Yamre Tanakama Sava Shava Ochel Omer Shvininon, that he holds that you can't take something that's not an Ochel and turn it into Ochel. Midrich Bochel Tarchina, but you could be a Toreach Bochel. Reb Yehuda de Matir, the Charuvin Daka. Why would it be that Reb Yehuda, that's Matir by Charuvin Daka? And hold, that's going to be Usur by a Gasa. Once Reb Yehuda holds the Charuvin the Daka's Mutter, Kol Shekein the Gasa, if the halacha is that Midrich the Ochlam and Tarchina, why would you differentiate between the Daka and the Gasa? Answers the Gemara, Mi Savrit Daka, Daka Mamish. Does it mean that the Daka means a real Behema Daka, let's say like a goat? My Daka, what are we talking about? Gasa. We're going to be Matfik, the Daka means Gasa. The Amai correlate Daka, so why do you call it Daka? The Daika Bu'uchla, because it chews its food a lot. But Eina Chanami, Reb Yehuda is not matir to mash the charuvin in front of Behema Gasa, because the Behema Gasa could eat it without risuk, and there will be tircha. But for Behema Daka that can't eat it without risuk, then Reb Yehuda will hold that it's asur. And the reason that it's going to be asur is because Mishavuye Mishavinan. So that asks the Gemara, Hamidiktani Reisha. But the Reisha says in the Shita of the Tanakhama, "Emaraskin lo asashachas lo asacharuvin bein daka ubein gasa." It says both. You can't do it for both. Michlal the Reb Yehuda daka manish kama. It sounds like we're talking about a behema daka. So the Gemara says kasha ina chanami. That's a good kasha in Ravuna, and we're really stuck how you would read this according to Ravuna, who's matir tircha and asers l'shavuye ochel l'chura over here. It sounds like we were matir even with shvuye ocha. But the Gemara now, at the end of our Amud, has a kash in the opposite direction on the shita of Rav Yehuda, going in the opposite direction. Tashma mechatchin es hadlun lufnei abehema. You're allowed to cut the gourds in front of an animal. Vesanevela lufnei aklovim. And you're allowed to cut them into pieces in front of the dogs. Now, why is it mutter? My lab. Zlu and Dunya the Nevela, that the reason you're allowed to cut up the gourds is like you're allowed to cut up the carcass. Ma Nevela de Rechicha, just like the Nevela is soft. Avdlu and de Rechichi, so too the Dluin are soft. And it's mutter to cut them. Now that's a Tircha. Alma, Tarchina, Ba'ochla. So we see that you're allowed to be Tarech Ba'ochla. As long as it's not Lishavuye, it's going to be mutter. So Tiyufta de Rav Yehuda. So that's going to be a Kasha on Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Yehuda was the one who said that Tarchinan is Aser. So why would it be that over here it's Mutter? Amalekha Rav Yehuda loy. Rav Yehuda will say, no, there's no right. Nevelo dumya didluin. No, we're going to start with the Nevelo. And the Diluin are like we're going to start with the Diluin. And the Nevelo is like the gourds. Ma Diluin dashuni. Just like, in general, the gourds are hard, Afnevela Dashuna, we're also talking about a hard carcass. And therefore, the heter is that L'shavuye Mishavinan, but, and that's not going to be a problem, but Tarchune Mitarchinan, that's going to be Asur. V'hecha Mishkachasla, and how do you find the case where the carcass is hard, that's not ro'ui for the klovim, and the chidush is that's not a problem to turn it into an ochel, bibsar pili, the meat of elephants. Inami bigoryusa zitrasa, or we're talking about small dogs that have a hard time still eating carcasses. Tashmat, the tanner of Khanan ben Arda, mifarchinan, you're allowed to break into pieces. Teven vaspasta, hay, and other types of grass. Uma arvin, and you're allowed to mix them together. Almo tarchinan ba'ochla. So we see, Tarchinan ba'ochla is mutter. So again, Rav Yehuda, who said l'shavuye m'shavinan avot tarchunan lo mitarchinan, we have a kasha from this case. Answers the Gemara, teven b'tivna sarya. The teven was rotting a little bit, and it wasn't roi l'achila until you broke it apart. Aspasta b'ila zutra. The aspasta also was coming from this hard grass, from these small forests, and therefore it was l'shavuye m'shavinan. But we're not talking about where there's an extra level of tircha. So Gemara leaves off that there are two ways to interpret our Mishnah. Either our Mishnah, the Shaila was Tircha, and the cases that they didn't aser were instances that there wasn't, the Isser is Tircha, and the cases that they asered there was too much Tircha, or the Isser is L'Shvuyeh Ochla in our Mishnah, and the instances that they asered were L'Shvuyeh Ochla. That was Machlokas Rav Huna Rav Yehuda, and the Gemara does not have a Maskana. The Gemara brought Rayas in both, to Rayas and Kashis on both Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, and that is an open question. If I'm not mistaken, even though the Trumas Hadeshin in a tshuva on Tochen doesn't take sides, he quotes both Shitas, I think in general we assume that our Mishnah is going with the Shita that holds the Shavuya Ochman Lo Asinan, the Shita of Rav Huna, I think most passing like Rav Huna. Okay, let's begin the next Mishnah. Ein osim es hagoma. One is not allowed to thrust food into the throat of a camel. To this day, there are many feeds that are given to animals where they're given the food even against their will. Once upon a time, this was done for camels. It might have been done out of rachmanis for the camel, not because they were taking advantage of the camel. But once upon a time, the owner knew he was about to take the camel through a desert and the camel wouldn't eat for a few weeks. So the camel thinks he's full. The owner knows that if he's not going to eat now, he might not make it through the desert. So he might be doing the best thing for the camel's own survival. Unfortunately, sometimes today, they'll even force feed animals because we like veal or stuff like that. But here, it might have been done for the best for the animal. Enosin es agamol, the lo darsin. Now the shaila over here in our Mishnah is going to be again a shaila of tircha. In other words, are you allowed to spend your time packing the animal on Shabbos, or what you should be doing is giving them only the basics of what they need for Shabbos? Now is not the time to force feed them. So the Mishnah says you can't force feed the camel. And you can't be Doris. In the Gemara, we're going to see that Doris means to be giving them a little bit of a less amount. Avol mal'itin. But you can do halata. Now, the Gemara is going to explain at the end of the daf what the difference between halata and Doris is. Ein ma'mirin es ha'golim. You can't force feed the cows. Avol mal'itin, but you can do mal'itin. U'mahalketin latarni golim. V'nos ne'mayin l'mursam. Period. And you could do this halkitin. Now, all these things, the Gemara will describe what exactly it is. As you see in Rashi, Rashi doesn't explain mahalitin or mamirin or mahalkitin. But let's see the first two Rashis. Ein oifsin. Rashi says machlin oifsin harbal karchoy. The tefillin of the Gemara mefar mefarish loshin oifsin also kimin avos metoch mea. And avos is a pouch. So you create another pouch inside of its intestines by forcing it to have more food. V'lo darsin, shedores la besol grona es ha-seorim. So the Rashi really doesn't explain very much what exactly is the difference between darsin and ovsin, but you put it inside the goren. U'milo havi kol kach kamo ovsin. So Rashi just says it's just a difference in amounts. It's not different in the process. Okay. You really put a period, even though it's the same subject, but really takes us into an entirely different halacha, area of halacha, when the Mishnah says, v'nos n'mayin l'mursan, and you're allowed to put water into their bran. So we're talking about putting water into the bran of the animals. Now this takes us to one of the last big sugyas in all of Shabbos, and that is lisha. The Mishnah is telling us, according to some, that it won't be a problem of lisha to do nesinas hamayim. At the end of today's daf, we're going to see that that's a big machlokis in terms of adding water. Avalo govin. but you're not allowed to mix. So this Tana of our Mishnah, which is going to be a massive machlokis all the way through to halacha l'maisa 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 into tomorrow's daf as well, is what is the Isser of Lisha? The simple reading of our Mishnah is that the Isser of Lisha is not when you put the water inside, but the Isser is when you mix it, when you do the Maisa Gibul. You can't put water in front of bees. Rashi explains that there are two explanations in tomorrow's daf. One explanation is that you're not allowed to feed the dvorim because it's a tircha, because they don't need your food. Their mizonos is not a lecha. Either way, they could find water, and therefore they don't need your tircha. Your animals, mizonasam alecha, they need your water. So then it's not considered extra tircha on Shabbos. But if it's not your animals, then you're not allowed to feed them. To this day, that's the halacha, and that's why by tashlich, most poskim say one should not throw the bird, the birds, because that's Shabbos Shira. Shabbos Shira, you're not supposed to throw the bread to the birds, and on tashlich, you're not supposed to throw the bread into the water, because that would be considered tircha. It's interesting to note, Rashi on Kuv Vav Amadeis says that the Isser of giving to the animals is because the animals are muktzah. You're doing something for someone that's muktzah to you. So there's a discussion how these two Rashis relate. Do they relate? Do they not relate? Let's begin the Holy Gemara. Says the Gemara, Mai ain't osin. What does it mean you can't put the oves? Amar of Yehuda ain't osin kimin evus betoch me'ah. You can't create a separate pocket of inside of the animal's intestines. Says the Gemara, Mi'ika kia gavna. Is it possible that you could extend the animal's stomach? Says the Gemara, In. Ukadamar of Yemiya Mediftilu Didi Chazilu Ha'ataya. I saw an Arab nomad, the Achla Korah, that he gave his camels a kur, which is a tremendous amount of wheat. The Atya Korah, and then he piled him also with a core of wheat as well. So the point is that you could stuff a lot inside. We learned in our Mishnah, Eman Mirin, on the cows. But you could be Malitin Osam. Ezui Hamra, the Ezi Halata. So Mark wants to clarify, what exactly is the Hamra, which we learned is Asar, and what is Halata? Amar of Yehuda, Hamra, L'makum She'en Yechol L'Hachzer. Hamra is that you stuff it inside to a point that he can't, the animal can't throw it up. Halata is l'makom shi'chol l'hachzir, so that the animal would be able to throw it up, and that is not going to be considered asur. In other words, it's not considered a tircha if you're just loading it up this much that it's able to throw it up. But it would be considered tircha if you go further. Rav Chisda disagrees. Rav Chisda amr idir idir l'makom shi'en yichol l'hachzir. The animal can't throw it up. Aye, why is the halata's mutter? Hamra hi b'kli, halata hi b'yad. One is with a kli, the other is b'yad. And when you're talking about a kli, so then in such a case, that already is considered tircha yisera. If it's just b'yad, it's not such a heavy tircha yisera. Masa Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the following kasha. What comes out from above? Is there a Yehuda said that it's aser to force into the animal in a place that can't return? But according to Rav Chisda, it's going to be mutter even if it's to a place that can't return. So let's take a look at Braisa. Mahalkatin l'tarni goy. We learned also in our Braisa, we had this halach in the Mishnah as well, Mahalkatin l'tarni goy, v'ein samach lomer shem malkitin lohem. V'ein malkitin l'yone shavach l'yone aliyah, v'ein samach lomer shem mahalkitin lohem. So I didn't translate Mahalkatin because we never yet translate Mahalkatin. The Mishnah Rashi didn't translate, and the Gemara didn't translate. So the Gemara immediately does the job for us. My mahalkitin, umay malkitin. What's the difference between the two? Ilema mahalkitin, the safile, that you stuff it into the mouth, biyadayim malkitin, the shadile kamayim. You don't put it into the mouth, you just put it in front of them. Michlal, the yone shavach, the yone aliyah, mishde kamayim namila. So you said that yone shavach, you can't do anything. That means you can't even put the food in front of them? That, the Gemara finds, is difficult. Elalav, mahalkitin. What does that mean? L'makum she'eni chol la'atzel. Mahalkitin means to put it into the animal to a point that doesn't come back. Malkitin, l'makum she'echol la'atzel. And malkitin is to a place that it can throw up. Michlal. So what does that show us? The hamra bikli. That the hamra is talking about with a kli utiyufta de Rav Huna. So when our Mishnah said mahalkatin l'tarnigolim, then that's talking about even to a place that they can't be chozer. So yet, and yet our Mishnah also said mal'itim to the gemal na'agolim, and that is even to a makum sheni yichol la'achzir. So then it must be, when the Mishnah says hamra'a, that's aser, so then in such a case, that's going to be bikli, because we already said, even a makum sheni yichol la'achzir, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter when it comes to tarnigolim. So it must be that hamra, when our Mishnah says is aser, is going to be bikli. And that's Akasha on Rav Yehuda. Amar lecha Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda will say to you, no. Va'oila mahalkitim disafile. The mahalkitim means that you push the ochel into the mouth biyadayim, with your hand. Umalkitim hainu deshadu l'kamay. And mahalkitim means that you put the ochel in front of them. Ud kakashalach. But the reason you didn't want to learn that way is because yone shavach v'yone alil mishte kamay namilo. How could the Braisa say that you can't put the food in front of the doves? Hani. So the answer to that question is hani mizonasan alecha. The tarnigolim, you have a responsibility to feed them. Hani, but the doves ain't mizonasan alecha. The doves in the dovecote, even if they're in your dovecote, you don't need to give them to eat. Why? Because they could fly away and get food. Okay, the sign is, we learned in a braisa, nosnim mizonas lefnei kelev, you're allowed to give food to a dog on Shabbos, they nosnim mizonas lefnei chazir, but you can't give food to a chazir. Why could you give to the dog? Because it's your dog and you're raising it. But a chazir, you can't be raising, because the Mishnah Bava Kama tells us we can't raise a chazir. Umahefresh, beizel azeh, mizonas alecha, the dog depends on you. You own it. V'zeh ein mizonas alecha. But when it comes to the chazir, your mizonas is not on you. So therefore, we had a complicated kasha in Rav Yehuda. And the question only started when we came up with an explanation of mahalkitin and malkitin that had to do with force feeding it. But if you say the mahalkitin and malkitin means putting the food in front of it, the animal, and Yonah and the Shavach, the halach is you're not allowed to even put it in front of them, so then everything's going to be fine. The only thing is, why would Yonah and Shavach, the halacha, be that you can't put it in front of them? So the answer is that Yonah and Shavach, Mizonasan, Eina Malacha, and therefore it's going to be Aser. Amar Ravashi, Masnisa Nami Deka. The Gemara Ravashi is going to point out that the Pashtus is like Rav Yehuda, that says that it's Aser to put in front of the Balei Chaim, that Ein Mizonas Alecha. Because we learned in our Mishnah, Ein Moisnim Mayim Lefnei Dvarim, V'loi Lefnei Yonim Shebeshoivach, Avol Moisnim Lefnei Avazim Lefnei Targon Lefnei Yoni Hadrisas. So what's the difference between the bees and the chickens? Ma'itayim Olam Nishum Dehani Mizonas Alecha, the chickens, their Mizonas are on you, V'hani, and these bees, Ein Mizonas Alecha. So that works out nicely, that's the chiluk. And therefore, again, Rav Yehuda, in his shot about how to read in terms of force feeding and so on, he still is standing. Says the Gemara, "V'lita mech ma'ir yamayo." If you're going to say mizonasan alecha is aser when it comes to the bees, then it should be all foods. Why does the Em Mishnah emphasize water? Afilu chita v'siyim rinami, even wheat and barley also. Ela shani maya, must be that the water is different. D'shchichi ba'agma, that it's common to get it in the swamp, and that's why it's aser. But when it comes to foods that the dvorim won't be able to get, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter, even if it's ein mizonasan alecha. This is a discussion in the post, and whether we paskin that way. In other words, from here the Gemara is saying that there is an exception. Even in animals, ein mizonasan alecha, but if it can't easily get that food, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. By the way, this would be a hatstaka for those who had the custom, maybe it was erroneous custom, but it could be that it's based on in the custom, those who threw for Tashach and threw Shishabashira, maybe it was, you could argue that it's a big delicacy for the fish, that the fish normally don't get such pieces of challah. So then in such a case, even though it's ein mizonas alecha, but if that's a big treat for them, then maybe it's not considered a tircha yiseir. But most poskim don't pass in this way. Most poskim pass in all instances it's us.
Why would I make it mutter? Very good.
Right. That's an excellent question. What's the internal svara? Yeah, Rashi doesn't help us out very much over here. Yeah.
They can't get it. So why?
Right.
Why are you their keeper?
Right. Right. Yeah. Gemara now continues with Agadita. Darsh Rabbi Yona Pischa Devenis Sir Rabbi Yona Adrasha at the opening of the Aguda convention. The Chsiv Yedeya Tzadik Din Dalim. The Pasuk in Mishlei says that the Tzadik knows the situation of the poor. Who's the Tzadik? Not you and I. Yedeya Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows Bekelav Shemin Zonasav Mu'atim that the dog needs food, his parnassah is not so good. Lefichach shoach ilasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the food to stay inside the dog, the mayav, inside its intestines, shlosha yamin. Kidisnan, as the mission Allah says, and this is not fascinating halach and Allah's, kama tisha achilasa b'mayav, how long does the food have to stay into the stomach of the dog, yehei tameh, and the sar hameis is going to be tameh. Here we're talking about the dog ate a human carcass. So how long do we consider the human carcass as still being a human carcass? So the answer is 3 days. So if the dog's stomach was cut open, so then in such a case, it's still considered human carcass. Bekel shlosh yam meis lays for 3 days from 24-hour periods. But ovos and dogim should keep all the word very, very quick. Ovos and dogim, they digest the food very quickly, viti sarev. So that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu made it, that the dogs who don't get food very often, it takes them a while to digest. Amar avuna shmamina sha'orech ara unishta umtza lekalba. That it seems as derech eretz to throw meat to the dog, even dogs of hefker, because just like Kadosh Baruch Hu is merachim on them, so too we should be merachim on them as well. The Gemara just said ofos adagim. They're not. Yeah, Gemara says the kama amar amari mashach udne, a little bit of its ear, the chutra abasra, but you should hit him afterwards. Hit the dog afterwards. Rashi explains so that the dog doesn't keep on running after you. Hani mili bedavra, and that's only in the midbar. Avo b'masa, but in the city, the asa the misrach. If you're going to feed the dogs, then the dogs are going to go after you all the time, right? We remind our neighbors about that, about cats, right? Don't feed the cats. So too, the same thing. Don't feed the dogs in the city. But in the desert, there's place to be merachmanis. Amar of Papa, leis da anya mikalba, there's no one poorer than dog. Veleis da asira michazir, and there's no one richer than the chazir. Why? Because the chazir could eat anything. The dogs, people forget to feed them. Tani kavasei de Rav Yehuda, we learn in a braisa like Rav Yehuda that says that hamra is pushing it into the animal to the point yeinu yichol lahachzir. Ezu yamra beizi alata hamra shemar bitza. Hamra is you lie the dog, the animal down ufokes, and then you force its mouth open ufokes espia and umachila, and then you eat it. You give it to eat karshinim. Karshinim is a type of animal fodder. Umayim bebasachas, all at once. You force both the water and the karshinim in its mouth. Halata, you don't force as much. You don't force the animal to the ground. Machila mu'umad, you allow the animal to stand. Umashke mu'umad, and you allow it to drink standing. Nos karshinim b'fnei atzman, mayim b'fnei atzman. So that explains why it is that hamra is asar and halata is mutter in our misha. Hamra is a whole farmer procedure that's very, very aggressive and invasive in the animal. Halata is not very invasive, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of tircha. Mahalkatin l'tarnigolin, the halacha is that you could be mahal l'tarnigolin, but we're going to focus on the last part. V'nos n'mayim l'morsan avolo govun. Amar Abay, Misa kamei demar. I said this mishnah in front of Rav. Masnisin mani. Now this is a very, very important sugi, Rabbosai, in the halachos of Losh. He says, who is our Mishnah like? Va'amar li, he said, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. He follows Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the sign. And we learned in a braisa, echa noisin es hakemach. If somebody brings the flour, the echa noisin l'soich ha'mayim, and someone brings water, and puts water inside, ha'achron chayiv, the second one is chayiv, diri Rebbe. According to Rebbe, by simply adding the water to the bran, that's enough to be chayiv, because you're making a mixture. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, imarein ha'chayiv achi yegabel. The Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda says, you're not going to be chayiv until you mix. So the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv only for mixing. So our Mishnah said it's mutter because you didn't mix. Asks the Gemara. Here there's a big machlokes. We show him how to read this line in the Gemara. Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda hasam. May Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said you're not over until you mix ela kemach de bar gibulu. Only when it comes to kemach that you can mix it. In other words, when you have something like flour, so it's not fully mixed until you mix it with your hands. But if it comes to bran, avol b'morsan de la bar gibulu, when it comes to bran, mixing it more with your hands doesn't change anything. I feel Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Molda, that maybe Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would agree that adding the water is the Yisr Lisha. Says Mar Loisakadaydach. No, that's not true. Desanya. Behevi, we learned in a Braisa. Ain Noisnin Mayim Lemorsan, de Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Noisnin Mayim Lemorsan. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that the bran is going to be mutter to have water added inside unless you mix it. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim. What about the shita of Rebbe? Rebbe, who says that adding the water automatically is usser, when Rebbe says or adding the water is going to be usser, is that only by bran or also by flour as well? If you have flour, maybe according to Rebbe, it's only going to be usser when you mix it. Okay, Tom Vinishlam, this Bisiyata Dishmaya is Daf Kuf Nun. Hey, Mirz Hashem, later tonight maybe we'll do the halacha from the daily Daf about the halachas of Tochen. And for tomorrow's Daf, it's really good to do Lisha.